Hundreds of people crowded into a Cambridge school auditorium last night for a community meeting. They were there to learn more about the fatal police shooting earlier this month of 20-year-old UMass Boston student Arif Saeed Faisal. As city leaders were questioned about the killing of Faisal for nearly 4 hours, emotions ran high.
Justice for Faisal!
WBUR's Deborah Becker was at the meeting and joins us now. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, Rupa.
So that sounds like quite a boisterous meeting.
Indeed. The crowd interrupted, heckled, chanted several times as Cambridge's mayor, city manager, police chief, and the Middlesex County District Attorney Marion Ryan spoke about the January 4th shooting. Basically, the officials said they couldn't go into great detail publicly because there's an ongoing investigation into the shooting and because they haven't discussed the case with Faisal's family. But that didn't sit well with many of those in the crowd. They asked several questions, such as the name of the officer involved and why he's been placed on paid administrative leave. Here's Cambridge resident Imran Baki.
The officer who killed this boy, he's in paid leave, maybe having margarita in Florida.
Yep.
Why aren't you suspending him, firing him?
Yep.
Well, if it is in your power, you can do it, but you decided not to do it.
Deb, can you remind us, what do we know so far about how this shooting happened?
Well, what police have said is that officers responded to a 911 call on January 4th. The caller had said a man jumped out an apartment window and had a knife and appeared to be harming himself. When police arrived, they said Faisal fled for a few blocks in the Cambridgeport neighborhood for about 10 minutes. Police say he refused to drop the knife, so officers then used what's called a less than lethal sponge round. But they said Faisal still would not drop the weapon, so an officer shot Faisal, and he was later pronounced dead at Massachusetts General Hospital.
And how did Cambridge officials respond to the crowd last night?
Well, they talked about how tragic all of this has been, and they mainly talked about the process and what happens when there's a police shooting. Police Commissioner Christine Elo promised to work to restore trust between police and the community.
As an African-American woman, I am committed to reform. You know, part of the reason that I became a police officer was because I wanted to make a difference. I wanted to build trust, particularly with communities of color, particularly with the African-American community. And it really is about us coming together, having these difficult conversations, feeling uncomfortable sometimes, and doing the hard work.
And Commissioner Elo also said the procedure is not to publicly identify an officer involved until after the investigation, which she promised would be transparent, but would likely take several months. And former Cambridge Mayor Ken Reeves, who's now with the NAACP, asked officials to speed up that investigation, and he urged residents to continue to press for information and reforms.
We're going to have the Cambridge that we want. That's why I spent the better part of my life, trying to live in one place in America where I can walk down the street and not worry that somebody's going to call me the N-word or beat me up or shoot me up or any of those things. And so I'm committed to that, and I want you to be committed to it, too.
As I understand it, Middlesex County DA Marion Ryan is going to do the investigation into this incident, and she was there last night. What did she say?
She described what happens when there's a police-involved shooting. She said an independent judge will be appointed to hear testimony from witnesses and review the evidence, and that judge will then issue a report. But after the meeting, Ryan very candidly said that improvements are needed in the way police respond to behavioral health crises.
One thing that's clear is we have a problem when it comes to mental health issues. We don't have a good solution. We've tried, you know, Middlesex County's large. We have lots of communities. We've tried different things. We have co-responder models. We have ride-alongs. We have lots of those models. None of them are perfect.
But Rupa, DA Ryan did say that, you know, reforms are continuing.
What happens from here?
There are several more community meetings scheduled in the coming days, including one about police policies and training next week.
All right, WBUR's Deborah Becker, thank you for being there last night and for getting up early to be with us this morning. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.